Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight, I'm going to start off with some observations I've noticed in the last day or so. Ever since CERN popped their cork and started expanding the energy input to their collider, I noticed some things that may be in some respects coincidental, but I don't believe in coincidences, so I'm going to talk about my specific observations. I've noticed that there's been more fires going on the planet, and I've also noticed that in Canada, right across the whole north from Alaska, which is in the United States, the Yukon, Northwest Territories, Inuit, right across into the Baffin Islands, right down into New Brunswick, we've got a major drought going on in Canada. Now, we didn't have this 2 days ago. We have it today. And the fires. There's all kinds of fires going on right across Canada. Again, in almost the same location I just mentioned where there's a drought. Now, I find it ironic that where the fires are burning are the provinces that have either resources like lumber, mining, petrol products, cattle, or crop. Found that a little bit unique. And then I get a report today that a food supply chain in Quebec caught on fire. Imagine that. This is becoming a general war. We're at war. I hope everybody in Canada is waking up to the reality that we are in a war. I hope America is waking up to this reality that we are in a war, and the rest of the Commonwealth and the rest of Europe and South Africa, the Caribbean, India, every part of the world. We need to wake up and recognize that we are in a war that corporations put us in. Because what we're doing right now is we're fixing the screw-ups of all the corporations. That's what we're doing. All these pollutions that we've had going on, all the coal-burning factories, all the current technology that we're using right now, because the population they're saying is at 8 billion, which I don't believe on any level, it's probably closer to 4 billion, if anything. But with all the people using the resources now, and then we opened up the door to China to have free trade, thinking that we could compete, the resources are now being exhausted at a super hyper accelerated rate. And the same level of pollutants that are going on are also exponentially being increased, which stands to reason. More people you got, the more things you need, the more food you have to produce. But what has happened is the geneticists and their infinite wisdom created a bioweapon that restricted the plants that we have that are currently being grown today as food are completely poisonous. That was done by design. That was done in order to, again, curtail reproduction of the planet, to curtail any kind of longevity on the planet. This was designed to kill you faster, cause you all kinds of autoimmune disorders, genetic disruptions in your DNA, cancers, you name it. Wasn't working fast enough. No. Now we have to chemtrail the skies. We have to fumigate the planet now. I was looking at a site where I got two things today off of, and they're a little bit dated, but they will express something to give you an idea how the governments of the world today are at war with us. Now, also the Georgia Guidestones. I'm going to make a little comment about that. Everyone's been writing me today, oh, the Georgia Guidestones, they're down. Yay! Woo! Ah! Yee, the Georgia Guidestones! And I kept saying, why are you happy? Why are you happy that the Georgia Guidestones are down? People are going to say, why? What's wrong with you? Isn't that a good thing? It's a good thing that should never have been existed, but now people don't realize that now that they've taken the Georgia Guidestones away, those who put them up there now are gone. You'll never find them. You'll never see them again. They're hidden. While that was up, everybody at least could see that this was going on. that there was an agenda being planned for mankind. And now, no one will remember the agenda. Look, most people today, in all honesty, and I say this with the deepest sincerity, don't have enough brain to, they don't have enough brain cells to create a spark. Most don't have two functioning brain cells today that can create a spark. Most people today can't remember what they did the day before, much less this. This will be a forgotten memory within about 2 weeks for about 80-85% of people. They'll have distracted everybody with so much other shit that this will not even take precedence on any level on the attention span. In fact, you may mention the Georgia Guidestones in about a month, and they'll say, "Oh, wow, man, is that some new thing we can get a buzz on? Can we try that? Wow, that sounds like it's going to be fun. We need to see that we can get a buzz off the Georgia Guidestone." Ooh, let me try. That's where most people are at today. See, what everybody seems to forget is that this is the very thing that they've done before on other resets. And we are now looking at another disappearance of another artifact or fact record of a assault on the rest of us. See, we're not paying attention to some of the history that we have had. And that history has been wiped. It's been erased. It's been gone. It's been taken out. And now we can't remember some of the things that have happened in the past because history continues to repeat itself over and over and over again because we can't remember because everything gets wiped out, gets eradicated, gets erased. As a result, we don't know shit. We don't. Now, all this weaponizing, and they have weaponized everything. What war did not kill with the First World War, which I initiated this reboot or this reset to the situation we're in today. All the scientific discoveries that were made back in the 20s and 30s that were actually a boon and a benefit to mankind, which have become hidden, buried, or disappeared, derailed. We shouldn't be burning gasoline. They were putting lead in gasoline to avoid the knocking of the gasoline because the engines would knock. Why didn't we ever use hydrogen? We would need these electric cars, which are going to further exasperate the resources of this planet, causing more damage to the environment, causing more damage to our epigenetics, the epigenetics that will affect our genetic code. It astounds me that we are in this situation because we don't know any better because nobody really researched. And the science that we're told to follow, the science that we're told to, you know, embrace, isn't even science. Now, in my humble opinion, based on the observations that I am seeing, the Georgia Guidestones being taken down was engaging the plan. In other words, let the games begin. Everything now is in place. We got people infected with an injection. We got people eating whatever genetically engineered foods there are. And now we're going to have you eat more shit like crickets, which will probably be fed some sort of genetically modified food that will alter your genetically engineering your DNA, further causing an exasperation of your immune system. There is no benefit in any of this technology we are seeing currently being released on the general population. It's all bullshit. Now I'm listening to something else, and I'm going to play these recordings, where the UK is now talking about not having any airplanes flying into the United Kingdom in 10 years, from 2019 to 2029. They are expecting to shut down all construction, all airline travel in the UK. This is the motherland. This is the motherland to all the Commonwealth, including the United States. If the motherland does this, so is the rest. New Zealand will do it, South Africa will do it, Australia will do it, all the other Commonwealth countries will do it, or ex-Commonwealth countries, they'll all do it, the Caribbean will do it, America will do it, Canada will do it. You know, Monkey see, monkey do. Ooh, the motherland's doing it. We gotta do it too. Any development that we've ever had that actually benefited us has been weaponized against us. Everything. Everything, everything, everything. I got a recording also about Canada. Again, validating what I've been saying for the last 2.5 years. They are now coming out. And what I'm seeing there, again, in my observations, is more and more reports are coming out showing more and more people are dying from the jabs. And the third one is the doozy. You know, so like I said, you know, things are happening and it's a doozy. More and more we're seeing how we're being violated. I mean, the weather modification programs that everybody was talking about for the last, 30, 40 years regarding the chemtrails and the fallout from the sky and the damage to the environment and the, you know, I mean, we already had problems going on with factories and smoke and everything else. And they're putting scrubbers up, the 220,000 volt electrostatic scrubbers to just clean the air. All they did was just reduce the carcinogenic effect of the pollutants that were coming out of these factories. They didn't really resolve anything. As time has gone on, we've had more and more people with respiratory issues. More and more people having problems with different type of respiratory, emphysema, asthma, bronchitis, you know, cystic fibrosis, and the list goes on and on. A lot of the cancers in the respiratory system, people that have never smoked a cigarette in their life, having cancers just from breathing the air that we're breathing in because of the nanoparticles that we've been exposed to. See, since the 60s, things they've always said, almost every decade, and nobody paid attention, that the epigenetics of the environment is the number one cause of death to the general population. Now we are going to see it hit on every front there is. Over the horizon radar systems that go across and hit everybody on ground level. This is radiation that we're being exposed to, causing all kinds of DNA damage. Then you got these goofy gurus selling you products that also exacerbate your DNA as well, like silica and the zeolite and all this other bullshit. It's unbelievable how everything has been targeting everybody on different levels. And the sacred cow that everybody seems to be holding on to, the health food industry, the organics, that's the biggest farce going. They have manipulated everybody to funnel into a black hole to be completely consumed with these illusionary ideas of what health is. Because nobody reads. I get emails every day asking me questions in regarding to this product or that product because they heard some goofy guru talk about this or that, or they read something on the internet, but they don't, and all they're reading is the foo-foo stuff, the fluff, the face card. You know, I've talked about this before, where you got an ace of spades, and I show you the ace of spades, and you see the spade, and you see the two A's and whatever, but you don't see the side or the edge or what's behind the card. Because I got you focused on that ace of spades. And that's the same thing with the health food industry. All these goofballs are selling you shit that even 30, 40 years ago didn't work that well. And when we're talking about stuff that can now engage you because of the nanoparticulates that is there and the nano that you already absorbed, you know, some of you, the only way you're going to learn is the hard way. And again, I don't argue anymore with anybody. You know what? If you're this stupid and don't listen to somebody who understands the nanobiotech better than anybody else out there other than one other guy, and he's on the West Coast, then you know what? You deserve to get your ass handed to you. That's how I see it. That's how I see it exactly. If you're not willing to listen and pay attention and then even take the time to read the research that's out there, we have, between Brian and myself, and I said this before, we have enough research out there to fill up volumes and volumes of libraries across the planet. And you can do the research yourself. So if you're not willing to listen, then I'm willing to let you get your ass handed to you. When we talked And again, even on this program, I've talked about the dangers of these injections. This has been all about taking out humanity. Not humanity, sorry, mankind. This has been about violating every man, woman, and child on this planet. You know, Jesus said himself, if he doesn't come back, no flesh, doesn't say man or woman, no flesh, that means all life on this planet won't make it. And we're now at a precipice that, at a place of no return. And the other interesting thing I've observed is this too. The more advanced we are in technology, the worse we become. The worse we feel. The less healthy we are. The technology hasn't made our lives not one iota better. In fact, it has been weaponized against everybody on the planet. I'm listening to this thing about the UK. The Brits are about to get hooped in ways they can't even begin to imagine. And the way it's going to go, there's hardly going to be anybody going to be left in the UK. They are going to strand the Brits on the island. In 10 years, you're not going to be able to have an airplane fly in or out of the UK. So unless you can swim across the English Channel, you're not leaving. Unless you got a big boat that can carry you. And again, they're going to take away all kinds of fuel, so you're not going to be able to drive, ride a bike, motorcycle, whatever. If there's any kind of carbon material being utilized, you're not going to be able to use it. You know what's interesting about all this? This could have all been avoided. All of it. And they still are not going to implement the technology that we really need to change these things. For instance, why aren't we not using hydrogen cars? Why are we not using a hydrogen-based turbine? It is the most efficient way for transportation and doesn't produce any more carbon. And why aren't we planting more trees to absorb this carbon overload? It ain't gonna fix it right away, but if we were to transition all the automotive industry right now into a hydrogen-based automobile, that would suffice in solving a lot of different things without causing any more pollution. But we are never going to see that. Never. We're going to run these fucking electric cars. They are the most toxic environment to the environment and to us. This is what they're going to produce, because they're going to say this is going to be the saving grace. This is another wasteful pollutant that they're going to release on the planet after, and then they're going to subject you to this idea that you can't have any carbon. And on top of that, you're not going to be able to eat any lamb or meat in the UK, and that will transfer over to the rest of the to the rest of the satellites, Commonwealth countries. Oh, you can't have cow. Why not? Well, because it's leaving a carbon footprint. It's just, so are you. Every time you take a breath, you're leaving a carbon footprint. That's why they want to kill so many people. You breathe in oxygen, you release carbon. Oh, how do we get rid of the carbon footprint? Well, we'll just get rid of people. We can keep the machines, we can keep the toys, and still have fun, but we'll just wipe out a good chunk of the population. We'll make up some bullshit that they'll all believe. They'll line up to get their jab. You know, they'll think that this boogeyman really exists, and they'll line up and get the shot. And then, you know, like I said, I get people all the time. You know, there's a doctor this and a doctor that telling you they can take the stuff out of you. That is such bullshit. I am going to tell you something about this health food industry. Been in it for what? For a long time. Almost over 30 years for sure, maybe longer. But the one thing this industry does play you on is fear, big time, and desperation. A lot of you have been sick for a long, long, long time, and I get that. You've gone to doctors, you've gone to homeopaths, you've gone to herbalists, you've gone to naturopaths, and you got nothing worked. Because the majority of the people that are in the alternative health as well as the allopathic, and I'm saying the majority, I'd say probably close to about 85 to 90% are crooks. Straight out, they're crooks. They will not give you what you need Okay, there are naturopaths who will charge over $250 to $300 just to see them so they can do an orientation and then try to sell you about $500 to $600 worth of vitamins. That's how they make their money, a lot of them. Because they ain't worth a fiddler's fart. They couldn't fix a hangnail stuck in their arse. Majority of them can't. So they get you, because then you keep going to them every 2 months or 3 months, and you keep dropping $400 or $500 worth of vitamins that don't do sweet FA for you. Because they're not dealing with the cause. If you meet a herbalist, you meet anybody in the orthomolecular field, anybody in the homeopathic field, anybody in the allopathic field, anybody in the aromatherapy field, anybody using any kind of energy devices, and you are not getting any results whatsoever, then they're not dealing with the real problem. You got to go to the cause. Everybody is following the allopathic methodology by dealing with the effect, not the cause. So they'll sell you all kinds of shit, propagate all kinds of stuff, you know, you might feel a little good, or you might feel a little something or another, you know. But then in the long run, you got nothing. When people come to see me, I try to fix, for lack of better expressions, try to fix them. Once they're fixed, I don't want to see them anymore. Period. You're done. You need to go out now and live your life. That's my thinking. You're meant to be free. You don't need to be tethered to me. I don't need an anchor. You know, I don't need a Klingon. And neither do you. That's my thinking. Now, if you have other health issues that you need help with, well, for sure, come on back. I'll help you. And if you do find some things and you've rectified and fixed them, and you go back to the very things that caused the problem, boy, will I ever give you shit. The Mediterranean side of me will come out, and I'll tell you what I think in any language that comes out. Canadian, American, Mediterranean, you'll hear it. Because the way I look at it is, you need to respect yourself enough not to go back to eating shit. Period. Or not to go back to be exposed to whatever got you in the problem in the first place. And that's becoming more and more difficult, and I get that. I do. But what they're doing and the level of crap they're dumping in the atmosphere, they are purposely trying to pollute everything in the world. You know, the inhabitants, I forget how, there's a reference in the Bible about that, about how people of the planet are under the polluted planet or whatever. I have to find it. But anyway, we are dealing with these pollutants that are designed to kill you. The number one cause of death on this planet is the governments and the pharmaceutical industry. They are the number one cause of death on this planet. Bar none. Bar none. The governments are the ones that regulate the corporations, are supposed to regulate the corporations. They don't get bought out. But all this technology that we have today, all the materials that we're using to make this technology today, because it's cheap. Cheap isn't cheap, because what winds up happening now, when you use something that's really cheap and it creates a disastrous effect on the environment, now it's going to cost you triple. Nobody foresaw back in the 70s when they changed from brown paper bags. So the idea behind the brown paper bags was to stop using the paper bags so we could save a tree. Everyone thought, yay, let's save a tree. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And a lot of people from that era of time can reflect on that. And they'll tell you, yeah, that we had brown paper bags. And before we had the brown paper bags, grandma, great-grandma, and a lot of Europeans that came over here had these leather bags they used to carry with them. They'd pull them all nice and neat, the size of a little, they'd fit in their purse. And when they were ready to go shopping, they'd pop that bag and they'd put all their stuff in that bag. And that bag lasted them 10 years. No environmental waste, no throwing plastics in the landfill, no filling the oceans with plastics so that the aquatic lives are now dying and choking from the, again, the chemical reactions and the chemical breakdown of these plastics. But they decided to make money on marketing plastic. And the whole game here has been about marketing to make money. Environment be damned. You people in the world be damned. Let's just make money. And people are gullible. People will buy shit they don't need. Over here in Canada, there's a couple of stores that when you go into the store, they'll give you these cloth bags. We have a store here called Superstore Zares. When you go in there, they have actually cloth bags, you know, like a burlap type bag that you can use and wash and recycle and reuse it over and over and over, which is a great idea if you're trying to save on using plastic. Now you go to the other grocery stores and they got this whole campaign about being green and don't leave a footprint and green and green and more green. And then they sell you these $2 bags that are made out of plastic. Yay, what an intelligent group we have going on today. You know, talk about brain damage. This is what I mean. This is the way we've been brought up to think. It's so ass backwards, it's not even funny. Even when it comes to religion, and I don't care what you believe. The Catholic Church, I got a link on it. Let me see if I can find it real quick. The Catholic Church is going to be moving in toward, I got to find it here. Where'd it go? I got here somewhere. Was here. Give me a second here. The Georgia Guidestones, Appliance, Canada, Real Check, Quebec. Well, maybe I didn't put it on here. Okay, there's a thing I was looking at today about the Catholic Church. So I can find it. Oh, yeah. One World Religion Headquarters set to open up next year in the Middle East. In Abu Dhabi. Imagine that. So the Catholic Church and the Islamic temples are going to merge, pretty much. And they're going to set some kind of treaty and boundary, and I believe the Orthodox will eventually join that group as well. And we're going to see this new religion form on the planet, this one world religion, because you've got the two largest religions in the world, the Catholic Church and the Islamic faith. This is going to create mayhem. Because this is going to be a power play going on here. And you watch. This will stimulate shit we can't even begin to imagine. But anyway, we're going to look at this. And this is what they're planning on doing. So when we see this kind of thing going on, who's going to benefit here? Who's going to pay the price? Who's going to pay the price? See, that's what we need to start thinking. If you get a hothead from either side of the fence and they decide that Catholic Church is being polluted and corrupted or the Islamic faith is being polluted and corrupted, in the name of God, we will see whatever shit will hit the fan. This has been going on forever. And again, this was induced by the military-industrial complex to create this kind of mindset, to continually create a disjointing of the Middle East. They've always been at war, they've always had some kind of fight going on, and they've been perpetuating this shit forever. So things are about to change, and we're going to see things that, like I said, we've never seen before. And it's not going to be for our benefit. It is not going to be for our benefit, just so you know. The people will forget. They always do. Now, what is to the rate? It's because of the radiation overload, the overheating of the planet, the epigenetics of the environment, the epigenetics of the engineering of the injections inside your body, the epigenetics of the genetic engineering of your food supply, or a combination of all that I mentioned, and even the rainwater. somebody was saying, a friend of mine came by yesterday, was telling me that he had relatives out west, and they were eating something after it had rained. They got sick, and the hearing was lost. Now, if you've been following the program, you understand that I've put links up to showing you what's in the rain, done by a study or a exploration done by a buddy of mine in the Netherlands. He's scoping it all out. He's trying different things to neutralize it. He's doing the experimentation. This is his work. Not mine, his. So he's doing the exploration, and we're seeing all kinds of shit in there that's in the rainwater. So we have to start realizing that they could be putting stuff in the atmosphere to further cause you health issues. The whole agenda now, instead of starting a world war in another country, why not just start a world war and you just stay at home and we'll kill you in your own bedroom? That's where we're at. Now, there's another thing I had and I lost it. For some reason, I think they popped it on me. Maybe I still have it. Hold on. The guns. They're now going to talking about taking away the hunting rifles in Canada. They want to disarm Canadians really bad. That means we're going to get invaded in this country. And I hate to tell everybody this, but we are at war. Quebec, and today I was reading, Quebec had a supply chain get caught on fire in Quebec. Imagine that. Now it's hitting Canada. Okay, it was down in Kansas. I expect something to happen to Alberta. I expect something to happen to New Brunswick, because our food supply chain is also tied in those provinces. I expect something to happen in Saskatchewan. I expect something's going to happen in Alberta, even with the petrol and the oil. I expect things to happen in BC because of the natural resources of the lumber and the fishing industry. I expect stuff to happen in Nunavut and in the Yukon, all the natural resources we have up there. You know, they are not going to allow anybody to have anything. It's not that you're not going to have nothing and be happy. You're going to have nothing, and you're going to accept it because we're going to force it down your throat. We don't have any law enforcement in Canada. That's a given. The laws that have been broken in Canada by the government itself should have had them arrested, tried, and the key thrown away. And that ain't happening either. We don't live in this cozy, cushy, tushy, pushy country like we thought we did. We are at war. We are all at war. You have to be on your guard. You have to do your due diligence. And as far as obeying the government, you know, I was talking the other day about Tanzania. Tanzanians, rather. They were given a edict to follow after they killed their president. After they killed their president, they replaced them with a representative of the WEF, like what we have in Canada. You know, same thing, no different. One sock is a WEF representative. So that representative just tried to incorporate the same bullshit that's going on here in Canada in Tanzania. The Tanzanians, in a very quiet way, told the government, FRO. Imagine that. 50 million Tanzanians told the government, FRO. Perhaps one day Canada will see the same thing. When they take away your guns, maybe it might be a good thing to say FRO. Maybe when they say that we need to, you know, give you another shot every 9 months, maybe one day we'll say FRO. Maybe just one day we'll tell the government, you need to leave. We need new representatives. and tell them FRO. Maybe one day. I will rejoice when that day comes. We all need to take a stand here. Right across the border. There is no native. There is no Frenchman. There is no Englishman here. What we have are Canadians. And that is the one thing they took away from us in this country. We don't identify ourselves as a Canadian. We're from Quebec. We're from Ontario. We're French. We're English. We're Dutch. We're German. We're Irish. You know, we happen to have a suntan. We happen to have light skin. We happen to be Catholic. We're Canadian. And that's how we need to really start addressing ourselves as Canadians. We have our heritage, that's for sure. But we live in a country that's very disjointed and disunited. The agenda hasn't stopped. Anybody that's telling you that we made a difference, we haven't. What have we done? The agendists are still pushing their bullshit. The reject from a test tube experiment, Tam, they just gave her a $20,000 or $30,000 raise. She did a fine job at killing Canadians. They rewarded her for it. Blood money. Now we got, you know, this new, I don't know what he is. You're just going to stay up to date. You're not injected. You're not vaccinated. You're just up to date. Up to date. How long is it going to be? How many of us do we have to see die? See, the problem is we're not seeing the people dying. We think everything's okay. That's the gullibility of Canadians. Everything's okay. We're back to normal. I can go shopping again. I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to get injected. I'm back to where I was. You ain't. They just gave you summer break. When the fall comes, what are you going to do then? When they come in to take away your hunting guns, hunting rifles. So I had the video. I don't know what happened to it. It disappeared. So like I said, we're in a war. You know, I cannot emphasize that enough. You know. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, he's also retiring. Now don't you find that funny? After the Georgia Guidestones collapsed, that all these events are starting to happen. All of a sudden, this PM is resigning. Places are burning down all over the planet. Droughts are happening everywhere. You know, imagine that. Imagine that. Someone just sent me a picture. Says, need an abortion? Try the COVID vaccine. That's sad but true. These are the wonderful people that I deal with. They're all in the same mindset, you know. And I just got something else pop up. The Japanese Prime Minister, they just shot him. They just shot him. Because he didn't want to kiss nobody's ass. That's probably why they shot him. That's the way it's going. You know, that's the way it's happening. And again, this is just one day after, one a day after, 2 days after that CERN bullshit. So imagine that, eh? Getting shot. If you're a leader and you decide to take care of your own people, like the president of Tanzania, I have the utmost respect for him. I really do. This shit they got in there now, I had another story. But I got the utmost respect for him. He was looking after his own people. And the people loved him. You know what's interesting? Anytime you get a real leader, that's really looking out for the people of their elected constituents that put him in there. And, I mean, the guy took his money and gave half it to organizations within the country to help the country get back on its feet. That's how much he cared. He was a doctor. He was also a believer. But men like that, you got to respect. I respect anyway. You know. And there were other presidents in Africa, and I believe they were Muslim. And they too wasn't going to go along with the bullshit. These men, you got to respect them, irrespective of where they come from. They were willing to put it on the line for their own people. We don't got that shit here in Canada or the United States. What do we got? We got a bunch of lunkheads here. Puppets. Little puppets. You know, Barbie doll puppets. Warp speed. We're going to take away your guns. You're dangerous. You Canadians are dangerous. We're gonna take away your guns. We don't need guns. We're not like America. It's worse here. At least with the Americans, they know why they have a gun. They understand that the thing standing between them and the government is that gun. Canadians have never learned that lesson. Never. They've been too coddled for too long. So now, we're going. If we, as a culture, as a country, if we do not wake up and realize that the government is who we're at war with, we're going to get our asses handed to us. Rule of law isn't working, because there's nobody that is supporting the rule of law. We have no law enforcement to enforce the rule of law in Canada. We don't. Or else these parliamentarians would not be getting away with the shit they're getting away with. You know. I'm going to play some stuff. Want you to hear this stuff, because I think it's going to be an eye-opener. This is for Canadians as well as the rest of the Commonwealth, because if it's true in Canada, it'll be true wherever you are. Now let me play this. Hold on.
UK Gov 2019 report states all UK airports must close within the next 10 years, beef and lamb is to be banned, and construction of new buildings must cease in the name of climate change. A report produced by Oxford University and Imperial College London for the UK government reveals that all airports will be ordered to close, eating beef and lamb will be made illegal, and construction of new buildings will not be permitted in order to meet the legal commitment of zero emissions by 2050. The report states that all airports must close between 2020 and 2029, excluding Heathrow, Glasgow and Belfast airports, which can only stay open on the condition that transfers to and from the airport are done via rail. All remaining airports must then close between 2030 and 2049 as to meet the legal commitment of zero emissions by 2050. Every citizen of the United Kingdom must stop using aeroplanes for a significant period of time. In addition, the report states that to obey the law of the Climate Change Act, the public will be required to stop doing anything that causes emissions regardless of its energy source. According to the report, this will require the public to never eat beef or lamb ever again. To do this, national consumption of beef and lamb will drop by 50% between 2020 and 2029. Then between 2030 and 2049, beef and lamb will be phased out. The report also confirms that construction of new building must cease by 2050. The underlying point is that any asset which uses carbon will have essentially zero value in 2050. This in turn may encourage greater use in the run-up to 2050, for example, putting up new buildings at a much faster rate for the next 30 years, knowing that construction must then halt. The report was released in November 2019 and was authored by UK Fires, a collaboration between the universities of Cambridge, Oxford, Nottingham, Bath and Imperial College London, the home of Professor Neil Ferguson. Entitled Absolute Zero, the report is a research collaboration in which the authors reveal what the UK must do to meet its legal requirement to reach net zero emissions by 2050, and it makes for harrowing reading. However, the timeline of events may speed up significantly because the government enshrined a new target in law in April 2021 to slash emissions by 78% by the year 2035. The authors of the report state the key messages are as follows. In addition to reducing our energy demand, delivering zero emissions with today's technologies requires the phasing out of flying, shipping, lamb and beef, blast furnace steel and cement. They also state this on jobs and location, there are two key implications for how we live our lives. First, buildings will become much more expensive because the restrictions on building which generate substantial scarcities. Second, transport will become much more expensive because the limits on air travel will generate excess demand for other forms of transport. Those who are starting secondary school now, in 2019, will be 43 in 2050. Thinking about what education is appropriate for a very different set of industries is a key question. Should we still be training airplane pilots? Or aeronautical engineers? And they state this on implementation of the requirements, the changes in behavior to achieve absolute zero are clearly substantial. In principle, these changes could be induced through changing prices and thus providing clear incentives for behavior to change. The alternative is that the government prohibits certain types of behavior and regulates on production processes. You may be wondering how on earth they are going to get the support of the public in shutting the airports and stopping the consumption of beef and lamb? Well, we could argue they are already well on their way to ensuring the closure of many airports thanks to the draconian laws that the British people have been living under since March 2020 in the name of protecting the NHS and saving lives. Is it just a coincidence that 4 months after the release of the report, the UK government brought in the Coronavirus Act and implemented a national lockdown which has decimated the travel industry? A quick read through the report certainly suggests the real reason for lockdown may have been so that the government can meet its legal commitment to reduce emissions. They will get the support just as they got the support for implementing ridiculous, draconian laws under the guise of stopping the spread of COVID-19. Laws which have decimated small business, taken away our freedoms, and created what will be the greatest health crisis to have ever been due to turning the NHS into the National COVID Service and then the National Vaccination Service. They managed all the above through psychological manipulation and coercion. That is not an opinion, it is fact, and it is all documented in official UK government documents which you can read here and here. And they are going to use the exact same tactics to ensure you allow all airports to close and never eat beef or lamb again. This is what the Absolute Zero report recommends the UK government implements to achieve their legally required targets, social norms and individual behaviours. There is a misalignment between the scale of actions recommended by government, for example energy conservation, and those most commonly performed by individuals, for example recycling. Actions which can have a big effect, such as better insulation in houses and not flying, are being ignored in favor of small, high-profile actions, such as not using plastic straws. This is enabling individuals to feel satisfied that they are doing their bit without actually making the lifestyle changes required to meet the zero emissions target. If large-scale social change is to be successful, a new approach is needed. Whilst the thought of society taking radical, meaningful steps to meet zero emission targets could be criticized for being idealistic, we can learn from historical cultural changes. Not long ago, smoking cigarettes was encouraged and considered to be acceptable in public spaces that children frequented. Drink driving was practiced with such regularity that it killed 1,000 people per year in the UK, and discrimination based on sexual orientation was written into law. These behaviors now seem reprehensible, showing society is capable of acknowledging the negative consequences of certain behaviors and socially outlawing their practice. Focus should therefore be centered on expediting the evolution of new social norms with confidence that change can happen. Evidence from behavioral science, and the long experience in public health of changing behaviors around smoking and alcohol, shows that information alone is not enough to change behavior. To make the types of changes described in this report, we will have to think more broadly on the economic and physical contexts in which designers, engineers and members of the public make decisions that determine carbon emissions. At the same time, clear, accurate and transparent information on problems and the efficacy of proposed solutions is essential for maintaining public support for policy interventions. The phrasing of communication is also important. Messages framed about fear and climate crisis have been found to be ineffective at motivating change. The longevity of the challenge of reducing emissions, and the lack of immediate or even apparent consequences of small individual actions mean it is challenging to link to them to the large-scale climate crisis. This allows individuals to make decisions which contrast with their desire to reduce emissions. Scientific description is not always the most effective means of communication, and language used to promote zero emissions should no longer focus on an eco-friendly and green lexicon, but rather candid descriptions of actions that appeal to human fulfillment. Evidence from time use studies shows that human fulfillment does not strictly depend on using energy. The activities we enjoy the most are the ones with the lowest energy requirements. Consumers can be satisfied in a zero emissions landscape. But they will also get the support they need by conditioning and indoctrinating your children in schools. Starting with the difficult decisions, an educational setting should provide a timeline for actions to be taken by humanity in order to ensure that we hit our carbon reduction targets by 2050. By working backwards from 2050, and sequentially working out the order and timing in which key mitigation actions need to be taken, a roadmap for the necessary restraint can be established. Across the secondary school system, this roadmap is essential in eliciting the questions which will inevitably come from the school children. This will enable an exploration of real change in the mindsets of those who will need to embrace change more than ever before later in their lives. Huge questions will emerge, such as, will internal combustion engines disappear, will aeroplanes disappear, will meat and dairy agriculture disappear, and will we need to stop building things? By empowering school children to realize that asking the huge questions is appropriate, we will enable change to be embraced through education. All of this will be done to allegedly reduce carbon emissions due to the alleged danger of global warming. The average carbon footprint per person in the UK, per year, is 12.7 tonnes CO2e. Your heating would need to be going full blast for 80 days straight to produce 12.7 tonnes CO2e. You would need to drive 23,000 miles in the average car to emit 12.7 tonnes of CO2e, that's once around the world. You'd have to eat over 1,000 beef steaks to produce 12.7 tonnes CO2e. In terms of global annual carbon emissions of ca. 38,000 megatons CO2e, 12.7 tons doesn't sound like much. But when you consider a population of 68 million people in the UK alone, nearing 8 billion worldwide, all of a sudden it sounds like in order to meet a target which is enshrined in UK law and must be legally met, it may just be easier to reduce the population of the United Kingdom? The past 16 months have seen lockdown after lockdown, which has destroyed small business and the aviation industry. Evidence emerge which suggests the elderly and vulnerable were euthanized in care homes and you were then told they had died of COVID-19. Statistics which show disabled people account for 3 in every 5 alleged COVID-19 deaths. And an experimental vaccination program which doesn't stop you catching or spreading the alleged COVID-19 virus. However, authorities are extremely eager to vaccinate every man, woman and child. This is despite the fact over 1 million adverse reactions have been reported to the MHRA Yellow Card Scheme and over 1,400 deaths. A scheme which the MHRA state only 1% to 10% of adverse reactions are even reported. You must read the Absolute Zero Report, authored by Oxford University and Imperial College London, the former having invented the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, and the latter being instrumental in providing flawed models that were used to justify draconian lockdowns in both the UK and USA. Because once you do, you will realize that the past 2 years have been part of a much more sinister agenda that has only just begun.
Imagine that! It's just begun! It just begun. It's funny when you hear stuff like that. It hasn't just begun. It's been going on since World War I. And we have devolved into all of this because we keep losing valuable information to give us an understanding of what and who we are and why and where we really should be going. Instead, we have followed a bunch of incorporated demons, for lack of a better word, that have taken us down the wrong way. That's why I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. I direct everybody to Christ, because a lot of prophecies that are been spoken of are seeming to fall in line. Like, some people don't believe that these prophecies are are for today, and that's fine. But I sure sound like what I'm reading. And we've had more than one reset. This is not the first time we've gone down this road. In fact, every civilization that came before us went down the exact same path of total, you know, takeout. And I don't mean food. So here we are today repeating a event, but in a more evolved state or devolved state. Seems like every time a civilization went down, the next one that came up was weaker, dumber, and was easier to deceive. Shit, in today's time, we're blithering idiots today. We're so caught up in this world and its events, and you know, I gotta make money, I gotta do this. We got so caught up in that distraction that while we were distracted with this impossible striving, they have further propagated their agenda. So again, something to really consider and think about. Anyway, I'm going to wind it down. And as I was said earlier, read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read Revelations. You know, get to know what Jesus was saying and how he was conducting himself and what he was talking about. Don't listen to anything religious. I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're Islamic. I don't care if you're Catholic. I don't care if you're Hebrew. You know, about the Judaic. Do not listen to religion. All religion will do is bring a war. This whole thing going on in the Middle East will bring nothing but war. I assure you, this is where this will take us. It will not take much to wipe out 2 billion or 3 billion people in a war when we finally get into that war zone. They will have manipulated the planet into such destructive disasters, it won't be funny. Keep your eye on events. Like I said, the Georgia Guidestone, I believe, was the switch that they turned on to now get, you know, they've had everything in place. Now it's being enacted. Let the show begin. It's now playing at a neighborhood near you. Turn on the channel, you'll find what's going on. Read the Gospels. Read, like I said, read the book of Acts. Read the letters to the church. Read the book of Revelations. I always say at the very top of the show, there are people there also, you know, contributing to help everybody find a solution. Help them any way you can financially. I would encourage you all to as well. If you're recording these shows, that's great. If you're recording the BitChute channel, I would encourage you to do that. If you're recording the YouTube channels, I would encourage you to do that. I got shows now going on Rumble. I believe if you just type in Independence, it should bring you to a directory of shows that I'm transferring over to Rumble as well. So I encourage you to go there and start downloading these videos. Do it while you can. You never know how they may come in handy. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to the next segment, to your health. Take care.